Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone. It's Belinda Ellsworth, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. We have a great interview in store for you today. I have Carol Bishop Houck with me. Carol is a self-proclaimed, crazy, boisterous, fun-loving wife and mother of two amazing kids. She's a high school dropout who now earns a full-time income doing direct sales. She believes you don't have to have years of college to live your best life possible. You just need to have a positive, passionate outlook with a little patience and a ton of persistence. She's owned her own company since the age of 21. Her past jobs include salon owner, restaurant manager, travel dance coordinator, and she's taken a stab at almost every direct sales company out there, many times juggling 2 to 3 jobs at a time. She found the perfect company for her, Sensi, just over 10 years ago, and ever since has been helping thousands of men and women find their stride, passion, and purpose in life, all while having fun in the process. Carol currently has an organization of over 7,000 consultants worldwide and works with and mentors closely those who are willing to take the next step. It is my pleasure today to welcome Carol Bishop Houck.
Hi, Belinda. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, it's so fun. People have really fallen in love with the podcast because at the end of the day, it is about loving what you do, and that's what this show is kind of all about. So why don't you take a moment and just fill us a little bit in, you know, the gaps of that bio and tell us a little bit about your journey and your story.
Oh, sure. I'd love to. So, again, I have done pretty much everything and anything as far as service type jobs. I was a server, managed a restaurant. I used to do a salon. So I do believe that every past job has set me up to be the best consultant I can be today. I also tried a bunch of companies because there are so many amazing direct sale companies that I do believe you kind of have to find the one that fits you and the one that is your passion, that that is your fit. You know, so you just feel like, oh, I'm home. And that is exactly what happened to me with Sensi. So I was working in the salon, sometimes up to 80 hours a week, doing hair and nails and helping people look beautiful. And then one of my clients said, you know, you love candles. And I was taking one of those big, huge jarred candles, setting them on the hot plate and warming them in my salon because I didn't want anything that was burning around chemicals and stuff. And man, she's like, you're left with this big, huge jar at the end. And I really hated that because I just had to throw this thing away. So it felt very wasteful. Well, then when she brought Sensi in and showed me this beautiful warmer with this little cube of wax that I could put in there, plug it in and turn it on. And I didn't have to worry about leaving it on all the time. And it smelled up my shop so well that I just was like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. And I fell instantly in love with it. And she just left me a warmer and a bar to try and left a catalog on my nail table. And that day, every customer that came in the next day when I'd set it all up and everything and had it going, then that next day, every customer that came in said, oh my gosh, your shop smells so good. What is this? And I'm like, I don't even know what it is. Just sit down. I have to do your nails. And, you know, so then they would sit down and they'd flip through the catalog and they were like, oh, I need this and I need this and I need this. And pretty soon I tallied up. Everybody said, well, I want to order. And I said, okay, well, I'll just write down what you need. And then I'll get back to you because I don't really know how to figure this all out because I had no idea how payment went. I didn't know what anything. I didn't know anything, literally. You know, I was left with no information. So I was like, oh. But by the end of that day, I think I had sold over $800.
Wow.
In Sensi. And so I call my nail client back and I'm like, all right, Shelby, I think I'm going to have to do this because it was really a hit today. And she's like, oh, that's so exciting. That's great. So she walked me through how to sign up on, you know, and join the company. And then she walked through how to finish off the payment so then I could call everybody and get payment. And I had my first order before I was even a consultant, technically. So it was quite a crazy experience and everything kind of went from there. People were ordering and doing well, but I wasn't doing the fundamentals of a party plan company. And that is, I was not booking parties and wasn't doing anything to fill my calendar. And so then after the Christmas season was done, I of course ran out of orders, and I was actually almost terminated with my company for failure to meet sales, the recommended sales to be active in our company. And so I got a phone call from the home office letting me know that if I didn't place an order, I was going to be canceled. And of course I asked them, are new catalogs okay? You know, can I order business supplies? They're like, no, you need to order product out of the catalog. So, but luckily some of those first orders started coming back to me because I really did consider quitting. I was like, oh, this company's just like everything else, because I chose not to work. I chose not to do what needed to be done to continue my business forward. And I look back now and know, but at the time I was like, oh, this company sucks. I don't want any part of this. I'm done. Well, then my previous customers started coming back to me and reordering. And so then by the grace of God or universe, whatever you believe in, I received enough orders to continue on to be active. Then my company was like, oh, you need to go to our convention, our annual convention. And I was like, well, how much is that? And they're like, oh, it's $150. And I'm all, what more do you guys want from me? I just had to place an order. Now you want me to go to reunion. You know, I just was not seeing the benefit of doing this. And then something just spoke to me and said, you know, you should go. It's local. You don't have to pay for hotel. You just go, you can pack a lunch and make your own lunch. Cause I mean, at that point, $150 for me was really a lot of money. And for most people, it's a really a lot of money. And I just didn't have it. And I thought, okay, why should I go? And I filled out the form and ripped it up and threw it away probably five different times. And finally, oh, just do it. And so I filled it out, faxed it in, and on the very last day that you could sign up for the convention. And so then I went and I saw all of these ladies that were stay-at-home moms, that were people that had never done a business before ever, earning awards up on stage, getting recognized. And I was like, oh my gosh. Well, I own a business. Like, I'm self-employed. I've been doing my own stuff for a long time. I know how to work a business. I could easily be on stage, right? So this is all going through my head. And that convention was the turning point of my business, where I realized it finally clicked that, hey, this is a business. It doesn't have to just be a hobby or something I do on the side. And so I decided at that point to take a huge step forward and really put a lot of focus into my business. And here I am today. So weird that I almost quit, almost terminated, almost quit, almost didn't go to the one activity that changed my business forever. And so I tell people now, man, you can't afford not to go to your company's reunion or convention. Sorry, we call it reunion now. But you can't afford to not go to your company's convention, because that's where that light bulb turns on. That's where things change for you. And so it was just incredible. And then it has just been a nonstop roller coaster. I started booking parties. I started sponsoring people to my team. And I went from just me in August of 2006. I joined in November of 2005. So I like to say the first 8 months I practiced my business. I practiced being a consultant because I wasn't so good at it. And then I really became invested and became a consultant technically in August of 2006. That's when I became the person that I wanted to be. And then slowly I've improved, of course, over the next 10 years, but it's been crazy and a wonderful ride, and I'm the happiest I've ever been. So this is just so good to be on this call about your happy place, because this Scentsy is my happy place, and I couldn't imagine being anywhere else.
That's awesome. There were several wonderful little learning points in there for people listening to this. And so I just wanted to point them out. And one, obviously we have a lot of direct sellers that listen to this, but even people that aren't in direct sales, it's like you, the conventions are done for a reason, to help you have continued education, to recognize and celebrate your successes or those that have been successful. And it's really important, I think, like yourself, when you went, a lot of people think, well, I'm not winning anything this year. I hear that all the time. I'm not getting any awards this year, so I don't think I'm going to go. And it's like, you either, you're going and being recognized, or you go, and when you see other people being recognized, you're like, I'm just like her. I could be on that stage. I could earn those and receive those awards, just like how you felt. And I just think people don't understand how empowering going to a convention is in your continued success. And even for those not in direct selling, I think that we have opportunities to go to companies, kind of put on big workshops or events, leadership events, continuing education events. And a lot of people blow those off because they think, well, you know, I'm just kind of going along status quo. But it's at those events when you get to really talk to other people, you get inspired, you get motivated, you get charged, you get committed. Whatever it is, it generally sends a spark in you that causes you to have a different behavior or attitude than the one you had before. And I think that is certainly true in your case, and I know it to be true in with so many people that we talk to. And the other thing that I love that you said is that you really hadn't engaged as a consultant. And I think about that as 8 months you were practicing. That's a good way to put it. But so many people never get beyond the practice stage. They quit before they ever find that thing that engages them or causes them to commit, causes them to take it serious, if you will. And for the people that want to be successful on this, there is a point that you need to make a commitment, that you need to decide to step it up and do the business the way you know you can do the business, and to not delude yourself into, well, I'm already doing the best that I can. And I believe that that's probably the thing that people do the most.
Yeah.
And
yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. And I just think that you explained that in a really, really fantastic way. But I would encourage people that if you're going along in, let's call it practice mode, I love that, and it's suddenly like, okay, I need to step it up. I need to step up and do the best job I can do. Because are you honestly, and that's what everybody should ask themselves, am I doing the best job that I can do? Am I the best version of myself I can be? And if people would ask themselves that no matter what job they're in, you know, they'd get their answer. And then they would suddenly maybe change their behavior to fit what their answer is. So,
perfect.
Yeah. So tell us how the business then has shaped your lifestyle.
Oh my gosh, it has completely changed my lifestyle. I knew all along I was not really meant to work for someone else. I think the key point for that for me was when I was fired from one job, like, I'm just kidding. I was let go of a few jobs because I was like, here's how we should change this, right? Oh, we need to do this better. And so I always had like a little advice, or I was called a bull in a china closet one time, which was so ironic. But I am a take charge, move forward kind of person. And if the job isn't moving forward quick enough for me, it really bothers me. And so I kind of just realized by its own design that I'm not really employable by other people. And so I knew I always wanted to work for myself. So that's where I went to school, beauty school, and opened a salon, because that was working for myself. But I knew deep down somewhere I was destined for greater things, to make a bigger impact than the 50, 60 clients that I had, because I was making an impact on those people. But I knew that I wanted to touch thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people by something, to do something to change people's lives. And so I just knew that I wasn't finished yet. This wasn't where I was going to be, that my salon was a stepping stone into a new era. Well, so then along comes Scentsy, where Scentsy is a stepping stone into my next era. And I don't know if I'm done, or, you know, how I don't know how long Scentsy's there for, but it's, I would love to retire with it. This is my passion, and it's my dream. But I also love to teach and to do stuff. So, you know, I would love to be like you, Belinda, or, you know, to be able to train people, to teach people how to do this business, because it's really easy. I mean, it's work, but it's easy in comparison of once you step out of your way, you can do great things. You are the one that holds yourself back. And that's what I work so hard to teach my people, is that you have everything inside of you to be successful in any direct sale business. You have to get out of your own way. And if you turn your head off and lead with your heart, you help other people, you show people the best packages that are available for them for your product. You show them how they can't live without your product. Why it's so important that they have your product. That is how you are successful in this business, and you care about your customers. You care about what's going on in their lives. You learn all about they'll tell you anyway. Some people are a little standoffish. They're like, wow, you're freaker stockish. But no, I'm not. I just want to know a lot about you. And so if you can just be very heartful and love people, love your customers, you know, most of your customers will never leave, or they'll become lifelong friends because they love you in reciprocal, you know, in reverse, they love you too. And so it's just, I love my life. I get to work my schedule the way that I want it. Some days require me to make some sacrifices to get work done that needs to be finished, or to get a party done so I can get it delivered. But for the most part, I get to schedule when I want my parties to be. I get to schedule them around my children's activities. I get to be the mom that comes and volunteers at school during the day because I work from home and I have that ability. I get to go for a weekend camping trip with my kids if that's what we want to do. We can go to a cabin. I prefer camping, like not dry camping. I prefer in a cabin with a toilet and a shower. That's kind of like two of my requirements, but
those are mine too. So that's my idea of camping as well.
My idea of camping. But anyway, we can go for a weekend. We can go to the library and read for the afternoon. We can go to the park and play. We can do stuff that doesn't require money. We can just go to swimming at our local Y. We can do so many things that I wouldn't be able to do if I was in a 8-to-5, 9-to-5 job where I had a boss lording over me that said, no, you can't leave. No, you can't take this time off. If my kids are sick, I get to snuggle with them on the couch and I get to make sure they're all better. Or I can immediately run them to the doctor and not have to worry about, okay, I've got to find somebody to cover my shift or right. any of that. So this business has completely shaped my lifestyle to where I'm so spoiled. I could never go back. I could never go back to doing something else because this has been so much fun and so worthwhile to me. And as far as from a family, from a heart aspect, I love where I'm at.
That's awesome. So tell us about a couple of your skill sets that you think have helped you succeed in owning your own business.
I think two, would be passion and persistence. So again, I love what I do. I am so passionate about changing people's lives. Well, and I not even changing, enhancing, because change can be very derogatory to some people. I think enhancing your life, because you already had, you have this life. I just can show you how to make it better. And persistence. I want to teach people how to not give up. Because again, you get in your own way, you give up far too soon. Like if I would have just given up and quit back in early 2006, I would have never been able to experience the life I have today. And so far too many quit. I've done a few leadership programs in my organization where I have them, you know, do this 10-week program. And so many people quit at week 8. And I'm all, you are 2 weeks from finishing. Like, and they're just like, something else, some hurdle gets in their way. But people who have true persistence, they do not let anything get in the way. It's a small speed bump to their dream. And so I think helping people learn how to dream big is what helps that as well. Because when your dream is big enough, then these little road bumps are just, you know, or they're like little little occurrences in your life are just speed bumps instead of big walls like that you feel like you can't get over, because your dream and your will is so strong. So persistence for sure.
That's awesome. And it is so, so true. And I see this even when I teach follow-up. It's like people like, you don't understand. I make 10 calls and, you know, I'm lucky if I reach one person. And I'm like, I do understand. I do it all the time. And I know that if I do 10 calls a day for 10 days straight in a row, I know that on day one, I might only have one order. You know, I do this analogy that I did for 10 straight days. And I think I had $100 in sales. But I only reached one person. And the next day I did it again. But by the 10th day, I had over $1,500 in sales. I had two conventions booked and I had a consulting client. And it was only because I saw the whole 10 days through and people got back with me. People said, thank you so much for reaching out to me. But if I would have started and ended on day one of only reaching one person and saying it wasn't worth it, I would have only ever had $100 in sales. And that's what people don't get. It's just doing the same old, day in, day out, but it's doing it with enthusiasm and passion. And so I think these two actually go together so nicely that I don't even know if you really completely make the connection, but you do have to be persistent, but you have to be persistent with enthusiasm or passion, excited for what you have to bring to the table. And when you have that, you're almost unstoppable. And that's what I don't think people truly get. And so I love that you shared those two, and they're two great skill sets, and they do actually complement each other very nicely.
Thanks. Oh, and I do have one thing I did forget to say was what you tapped on was that I believe if anyone gives you their information, they're giving you permission to talk to them. So just call or message, or, you know, just say, hey, this is, you know, Carol, and I just wanted to check on you and see how you are. Tell you that I like you. No.
I agree. I am 100% with you. If somebody gives me their information, then it is, we're ready to go.
Game on.
Game is on. That's right. And I'm like, no, people are like, when do you stop? When they tell me to quit calling them.
I don't want to ever hear from you again. Click, you know, and then that's when I stop calling.
All right. So share with us now an obstacle or challenge, because it's really easy to sit back here and go, oh, gosh, her just life sailed along and it was so perfect and everything was great. And we all know that it's not like that. We all have those speed bumps in the road that set us back a little bit. And we got to continue to move forward. But share with us an obstacle or challenge that you faced and then how you worked through that.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Well, I have many, but the one that sticks out to my mind was I had really booked up my fall. I mean, so booked up that I had a full calendar. I had shows that I had booked out of town. We're talking 1700 miles away from my home in Texas. And I was currently living in Idaho, and I had fall shows in Texas. First time ever at these shows. So I need to make a good impression so I can get back in them, you know, for future years. And the very first show of the season, I fell at the hotel and I broke my leg.
Oh, no.
And this is like, we had set up the show. This was the first day. We were supposed to be there to open. And I'm currently in a hospital room getting pumped full of morphine because I broke my leg. And my husband's like, what are we going to do? And luckily, I had a couple consultants local in the area that I had met just two months prior at a fair that we did in the same area. And so I'm calling them, like, you've got to get to the show and open up. And they're like, well, we don't have any money. And I'm like, I know, I have the money with me. I'm going to send Dwayne as soon as I get out of the hospital. But like, we're trying to figure out how to get people to the show to at least sell the product and work my booth. And then I'm sitting there thinking, I have a broke leg. And then they tell me I will be in a wheelchair for 6 weeks. And I'm like, that is my entire fall season. And I have another show after that one. And then I had all these parties booked. And I'm like, I can't go to someone's house like in a wheelchair. Like, I probably can't even get through the door. You know, it's because a lot of houses, right, are right, not handicap accessible. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm ruined, right? And of course, I realized morphine and I do not mix well together. I am a blubbering fool after I come off of it, crying like, oh, you can't do anything. I mean, my husband was like, you need to go to sleep. Because he was like done in my hotel room that night. But he went to the show with the girls. And you know what? I think it was a blessing in disguise, because what it did is I was such a control freak about how my events went and what things happened that it allowed me, that was like God's way of getting me out of my way and letting these girls step up and show that they could do an event by themselves. And so then, because the next event, I had to go home because they said I might need to have surgery. And so I had to go home because I didn't want to be stuck in Texas for 6 weeks. So my husband had to then drive me home in the back. I had to lay across the back seat of the car. So I had to give the next show to these wonderful ladies that are still with me to this day, that are my top leaders in the company. And so I feel like it helped me get out of my way and let them step up and rise up to be the consultants that I knew they could be. And then all my hostesses were extremely gracious. They switched to a catalog party instead of a home party. I had a few local consultants take the home parties that I couldn't do. And so basically I gave most of my fall away, but it was great because it also helped those consultants do really well. And so it was a lot of that anyway. So it was so good. Such a good thing that, you know, it was terrible. I broke my leg, but it was such a good thing for me and my business personally. And so I had far less sales than I originally anticipated that fall, but that's just that was one struggle that I went through but then I came out good on the other end. So
that's great.
But yeah, it's never been all rainbows and unicorns. There's definitely ups and downs.
Great. Well, that's absolutely true, though, with anybody. And I think that you learn from those situations. That's the best that we can hope for, is to learn what was the best outcome of that. And, you know, you learned it going in the future that you don't have to control everything, that you kind of can let people help. And that's always a good thing to learn, because I think the more that we try to control things, the harder it is for us to empower others. So you empowered those ladies in helping you. And like you said, they're still with you today.
Yes.
What does working from your happy place mean to you, both professionally and personally?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's everything. Seriously, joy is like the most important thing ever. When you find something you love, then you'll never work a day in your life. And what I do, I love. So personally, it keeps me available, kind of like what I said before, you know, to mm-hmm. my family. And after a few adjustments, because my kids really, they really dislike Scentsy for a period of time. And so I think we found joy at home as well, because part of working at home is both a blessing, I guess, and a curse. My kids don't see me go off to an office all day long and work. So they actually see me working at home. So when I'm working, I'm on my phone or I'm on a tablet or I'm on my laptop. So they think I spend a ton of time on the computer. So what I've had to realize is that I really was actually spending a lot of time on my devices. And so I've literally made now blocks of time. I have office hours. I've made blocks of time where I do not work as much when they are home. And so now that we've found this really sweet spot, I think at home, now that works a lot better. But for a time, my kids on their Christmas wish list was how to get rid of Scentsy. You know, that's never really a good spot to be. But we have found joy. We have found a really good schedule that works, it's just things are really good, I guess, right now. I can't say anything bad, really.
And I do think that there is a balance. And I do think the biggest thing that you said out of that, and I'm a big proponent of this, is, you know, the things that are important to you, you have to schedule. And a lot of people look at work and they schedule it, but then they don't schedule in the time that they need to either work out or the time that they want to be with their family and be present. And actually, you need to schedule all the things that you really want to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. Some people, when I tell them, you need to schedule, if you want these very special, intentional times with your family, then schedule it. And they're like, oh, that seems really bad that I have to schedule time with my family. I'm like, are you kidding? That's awesome. Because then they know, they grow to know that even as busy as you are, I can count on that this is my time. And they're going to be present in this moment. And it took me a number of years of that balance and working from home. And I've been in direct sales basically even before I had my kids my whole life. And you just have to learn that anything that's worth having is worth scheduling. And that's the same way with working out and having being healthy or scheduling your meals so that you can help yourself to eat more healthy. It's whatever it takes, whatever in life that is worth having for you, it is worth scheduling. So I think that's an important lesson for everybody. So why don't you share with us some advice that you would give to those who want to be entrepreneurs and really want to live that life of freedom and have their own business?
Oh, just to do it. I mean, seriously, you don't have to be great to start. You just have to start to be great. You can practice to be a consultant as long as you need. Just do it. Just go out there and do it. I have so many consultants that think, oh, I've got to get all this stuff together and I've got to find the perfect time. And I'm sorry, the perfect time will never come because you'll always find something else to put it off, to procrastinate. Just like the perfect time will never come to work out. You just have to sleep in your tennis shoes, get up and go to the gym first thing in the morning. I mean, it's like get up and start running. So whatever you have to do, just do it, because the more you think about it, the more you'll find reasons why you shouldn't do it, when really that's your stinking thinking. That's your head getting in the way of what you're truly destined for. And so I say, if you want to do something, do it. Do what makes you happy, because you've got nothing else to lose. Life is short. Don't waste it doing something you're not happy with.
Yep. I've always felt that way, but more and more, even for myself recently, I am living in that moment. It's like life is too short. You need to do the things that you love and make you happy and spend it with the people that you love and care about. And at the end of the day, it'll all generally move itself forward. And life has a funny way of always working itself out. I think all the time that we spend worrying about the what ifs typically never even happen. And you wasted so much time that you never found out what if. What if it really worked? What if it would have really happened? What if it could have been so awesome? And we spend so much time worrying about the what if it doesn't work? What if nobody supports me? What if I can't manage my time? What if I'm not successful? What if I fail? Well, if you fail, you'll pick yourself up and you'll try something else, or you'll try it again. But if you don't ever try, the what if is going to be, what did I miss out on? So I feel strongly about that as well. So do you want to share some exciting things maybe that you're working on right now, and then share with us how people can connect with you?
Oh, yes. Perfect. I am. Well, right now, currently I'm working on social media and expanding my circle into other countries. So our company is expanding. We're now in 7 countries, I think. Yes, 7. And so my goal now is to find people in those countries, because I have been primarily US based. And so I need to branch out and meet people. I did a foreign exchange program years ago in Germany when I was in high school. And so now I'm like, oh, I need to reconnect with those people and work on joining groups of things that I'm interested in, things that I love, right? Because life is too short. So why not be part of a group that does something quirky and fun that I enjoy? I haven't found one yet, but I'm working on it. So,
and it is really great that you can do that through social media. That is to me, the most amazing thing about social media is not using it as a way to not actually work, but it's a way to expand your circle to people that you would have never otherwise met. And if people really looked at it for that tool that it was, instead of standing behind the curtain so I don't have to get out and meet anybody, my gosh, they could have an amazing business.
Yes. And lots of people are, you know, everyone's moving towards, they're on a device all the time, which is sad, but then you have to adapt to be in that. Cause I still prefer face to face. I still prefer meeting someone, hugging them and visiting with them over coffee versus chatting with someone over the phone or talking to them on Messenger on Facebook. So, you know, there's still so much improvement as a society. I think we have, you know, to still interact. We're communal people. We need to be with other people. And I don't know that if online is that, but I'm wrapping my head around it. And those are some things. So I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, you know, so it's just, and I'm not old. It's not like I don't know how to do these things. They don't fit with me as a person necessarily as much as they do other people. And so it's one of those things where it's like, okay, this is my next challenge. This is my next thing to conquer, my next focus. And what I'm going to be moving forward. And then and I have a website. It's www.carolbh.com. So that's my website.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing a little bit of yourself today with all of our listeners. I'm sure they're going to glean a lot of wonderful information. And thank you once again for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
All right. Bye now.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.